Yes, it is the bell, in case you were wondering.
And welcome here.
Yeah.
All rise.
Good job. I just assume, as always, that everybody out there did it here and did not speak and rose during the bell. Maybe not if they're driving, hopefully. Welcome back. Final segment of Crunch Time on a Wednesday. That means Crunch Exchange Time. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports. He's going to tell us if he's buying or selling the prospectus from those stories. There's also a pending option, which is on this computer, so it's an option to play if Steve chooses it, I swear. The Ducks, a solid win over Nebraska on Saturday. In the first half, they played extremely well, both sides of the ball. Justin Herbert on pace for over 600 yards, six touchdowns. The Ducks as a team were on pace to score 84. Then all of a sudden, in the third quarter, they weren't anymore. The defense lost Tyree Robinson to an injury, all of a sudden gave up big pass plays. The offense not only took their foot off the gas, but they unscrewed the gas pedal, lit it on fire, threw it in a dumpster that was already on fire. A little melodramatic, but a lot of Oregon fans were upset with Willie Taggart's play calling in the second half. Eight total pass plays, including just one in the fourth quarter as Nebraska climbed back to make it a one-score game. The defense bailed them out, but do fans have a point? The prospectus, Willie Taggart's play calling in the second half was bad.
I don't know about bad. Left something to be desired. It wasn't diverse. To me, bad play calling ends in a loss. So while it'll be something folks will notice if they've got a 2-3 touchdown lead in the second half of any other games this year, I'm going to make that one a temporary sell.
A temporary sell, as if we...
Well, no. All of a sudden, they're up 21 points, sure. And it's the second half against Arizona State or something, and it's run, and then it's a seven-point game again. It's like, look, you got to adjust.
Sure. The question was about specifically the play calling in the second half of that game. So was it good or bad?
No, I don't think it was bad, because I think going in, he was like, if I could lean on this offensive line and that running game to put a game away, I'm going to try that.
Okay, I'm doing this again. Adrian Peterson in the news today, not for the fact that he isn't good at football anymore and is a non-factor on his own roster, but because he was caught on video during last week's game yelling something at head coach Sean Payton. Speculation immediately went to him yelling at Payton to put him in the game more. After all, one of the best running backs of our generation only had six carries and 18 yards. But Peterson went to Twitter to clarify, saying, and I'm quoting, "Let's be clear. I said we need to run the ball up their donkey, nothing more." By the way, I've never heard donkey used in that way before. "I'm passionate, but respect my coach at the same time." The prospectus, you buy or sell, that's what AP yelled at his head coach.
We're really going to say that he went, and with that look on his face,
"We need to run the ball up their donkey."
That is a
real... Oh, no, wait. No, that's not our voice from yesterday for Adrian Peterson. "We need to run the ball." No, okay.
Yeah, he's got to be
not
the old man sending back soup at a deli. So that's
coach,
a kind of
put
an easy
me
sell.
In more?
I mean, he's a liar, so it's easy. It's a sell.
Magic Johnson did an interview with First Take this week. I think it was today, actually. Was asked about many things, but during the interview, he said that the Lakers job wasn't the first he was offered. "We all know Magic loves to play up his Lakers love and loyalty every chance he gets. He lives on it. But he said it extends to money and job opportunities as well. Magic said the Warriors offered him to be a part owner and partner with the team, but he turned them down because he was loyal to the Lakers. He also said his good friend bought the Pistons and offered something similar, and that Knicks president Steve Mills called him and offered him an executive job as well. And Magic says he turned them all down because he's loyal to the Lakers." The prospectus, you buy or sell that Magic turned down offers to become a part owner of the Warriors, Pistons, and an exec with the Knicks?
That's a tough one.
It's tough.
Because Magic has a tendency to talk out of his butt. and I do think, I'll tell you what, he is a Laker through and through, because I'll never forget on November 7th, 1991, when he had his press conference when he first announced he was retiring. If you remember, he never said he was retiring from the NBA. He goes, "I have to retire from the Lakers." Hmm. I mean, he bleeds purple and gold. And who knows what the details were. Maybe they discussed it with him. To call him an out-and-out liar, I don't think seems in line with, you know, he's tampered with a player here and there. I don't think there's a lot of malice to Magic Johnson. So, yeah, I guess I buy it. I'd like to know more of the specifics if somebody actually offered him, you know, sitting there with a contract. Here's a chance for you to be part owner and maybe GM. I don't know about that, but I think it's a legitimate conversation. I'll buy that.
Could you imagine turning down the Warriors at this point? Right now, looking at that franchise?
Hindsight.
Honestly.
It's still the Lakers, though.
Your boy, Odell Beckham Jr., has to love living in New York at this point. Everything he does is in the tabloids, but this time it might be something that affects his standing with his team and teammates. Maybe. ODBJ missed the Giants opener with the Cowboys with an alleged ankle injury. I say alleged because New York Post's Page Six has sources in clubs. And those sources saw Odell at Catch NYC's 6th anniversary bash, saw him having a dance battle with Russell Westbrook of all people, while Wyclef Jean of all people was performing on stage. Dance battles... Not exactly things a person can do with an ankle injury enough to keep them from doing the job they get paid millions to do. The Giants sure could have used him on Sunday. So the prospectus, ODBJ having a dance-off with Russell Westbrook with Wyclef Jean on stage when he's been too injured to practice since last Monday is a big deal.
What is ODBJ?
Odell Beckham Jr.
It's OBJ.
Like
Odell
ODBJ.
Beckham. I was like, did he OD on something?
Look,
and then come back strong.
I'm a big Wu-Tang fan, so anytime I can say ODB at all, I'm gonna take it.
All right, so
I'll just add the J.
Give me the prospectus again.
It's a mouthful. So Odell Beckham Jr. having a dance off with Russell Westbrook when he's been too injured to practice since last Monday is a big deal.
If it turns out it's true, and I would imagine that there might be a video available, that is a really big and a bad deal. I'm going to buy that one and be pissed off.
Do you think the Giants should investigate and go get the security cam footage?
Heck yeah.
And then charge him for it?
Click, 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 ding, 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 ding. This is the effort. Hey, this is Bill Security with the New York Giants. Yeah, any chance you could send us tape of that this night? Okay, thanks, bye.
For that
effort, why not?
Yeah, pretty much. Will you pay me? Yeah, how about like $20? Yeah, all right, cool.
Good.
CBSSports.com released their updated Major League Baseball power rankings today. For the first time this season, the Dodgers are not on top.
I wonder who is.
They were not only passed by the Windians, but they were also usurped by the Washington Nationals, which CBS points out has three pitchers in Scherzer, Strasburg, and Gio Gonzalez who could finish in the top five of the NL Cy Young voting. That's kind of a big deal. Now, the Dodgers still have the best record in baseball with 93 wins, 52 losses, which is still four games better than Cleveland, five better than Washington, but now they're ranked below them in the power rankings. Could be because they've lost 16 of their last 18 games, just snapped an 11-game losing streak last night against the worst team in baseball, the Giants, but they still have really good players, and they still have Kershaw, who is currently their only starter who can win, apparently. But you gotta figure they snap out of this at some point, right? So the prospectus, the Dodgers are no longer the best team in baseball.
How about that trio for Washington? They all have ERAs of 2.7
or less.
You don't see that a lot.
That's how you win games.
Actually, right now, because baseball is such a long season and three or four games could evaporate in a weekend, I don't even think there's a question the Dodgers aren't the best team in baseball anymore. So I'll buy that one.